Working Class Man, written and read by Jimmy Barnes. Whoosh! The truck lurched to the left as a semi-trailer roared by. We all held our breath as the wind gripped us in its twisted hands, picking us up for a second before throwing us back onto the winding road. Bang! We all breathed out. It was the beginning of 1974, and I was finally leaving Adelaide, the place that had been my home since my family fled Scotland in 1961. We always seemed to be running from somewhere. My ancestors had run from famine in Ireland to find a new life in Scotland, but all they found was pain and more hunger. Eventually, my folks had to start running again. This time, they ended up in Australia. This was the last chance, the end of the line. We'd have nowhere left to run. So this had to be it, the place where we'd find peace, where the family could stop being afraid and get on with living. But it didn't work out. Now, I was running from my family. I tried this so many times as a young kid, but all I ever managed to do was escape for a few hours. I was a serial runner, running as far as the sea, then stopping, standing wide-eyed and alone, looking out to the ocean, trying to breathe in the cool, clean air before I made my way back to Elizabeth and a life that was slowly suffocating me. I came from a long line of runners. My whole family took turns escaping. My brother John left home at 13 years of age because of what was happening to him, the place where he should have felt safe, our house. My mum left because she could no longer stand the sight of Dad or us or even herself in the mirror. Dad ran away because he knew he'd let us down and he couldn't face anything anymore. My big sisters ran from all of us and I ran from all of them. The only ones who couldn't run away were my little brother and sister. If they ran away at all, it was to the place in their heads where kids go when they don't want to see what's happening around them. This time, I was running in New South Wales with the band Cold Chisel. We were following our leader, Dom Walker. Dom was a bearded university student. He dressed like a country boy, straight leg jeans and shirts always tucked in perfectly. He never looked ruffled in any way. Not a hippie, by any stretch of the imagination. He looked more like a mountain man with thick hair and intelligent eyes that always seemed to be watching, taking in everything. He always thought long and hard before he spoke. Dom was a piano player, but he was much more than just that. He was the guy the rest of us looked to for advice and guidance. He was a little older than us, and we all saw him as a sort of big brother. Now, Jim, why don't you give this record a listen? I know he's not wearing silver platform boots like the other bands you listen to, which might put you off a bit, but he's a pretty good songwriter. I've got a feeling you'll like it, Don said to me one day. He was being a little sarcastic, but that's what this sense of humour was like. I didn't mind it. I could give as much as I got. He then proceeded to play Greetings from Ashby Park, New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen's first album. He was right. I loved it. The words Bruce sang painted pictures. They told stories. Some I could relate to, and some sounded like the scripts to old movies I'd seen on TV. It's great, Don, but I've seen photos of him, and he always seems a little underdressed to me. What do you think? Don smiled. If you like that one, take this one too, and give it a listen later. He was holding Highway 61 Revisited by Bob Dylan. Nah, you keep it. One badly dressed hippie a day is my limit.